Now joining the Winona Sports Network, head coach for Winona State women's basketball, Anna Wirtz, fresh off a 1-1 weekend. They beat Duluth last Wednesday night. They lost on Saturday in Mankato to the 14th-ranked Mavericks. Let's start with the good part of last week. You got the win over Duluth. It was a tough, gritty-type win, low-scoring affair. What can you say about that victory from last week, however long ago it might have been?
Yeah, I think you nailed it on the head. Yep, and it was a defensive battle, and it was just nice. I felt like we could tell from the first couple minutes that our players were ready to execute the plan, and we're locked in. And yeah, just proud of them. I mean, it's a nice win. That Duluth is a very nice team, and honestly, very difficult to defend. Mm. They're a high scoring team, and very proud of how we went through that one.
Most of the time throughout this season, when you struggle like that offensively, when you don't put up the points you're looking for, it hasn't really netted results for you, but you know, it must feel good having a game like that where you can pull it out in the end. What can you say about a win like that where you hold the team to just 53 points?
Yeah, I mean, you felt like we were making plays when we needed plays. That's something, mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, we started the year doing that. I'm sure our original calls, I remember, just like we made a play when it was needed, and that's kind of gone through a little slump. Just that shot that you get late in the game that you got to hit if you want to start putting the team away or get to the rim and get fouled. I don't know. I'm really happy with them. I felt like they put each other in the right places to get to those positions and finish that game that night.
Mm-hmm. On Saturday, it was a similar story offensively, but you couldn't really slow down the Mavericks. It was a tough loss there. What's the message to the team after you lose to Mankato in the fashion that you did?
Wash it.
Mm-hmm. Burn the tape.
Yeah, right away. I mean, it wasn't. I mean, going into that game without Maddie Simmons, I wish I would have made mm-hmm. some adjustments. We lost her in practice literally right before we had to the game, the day before. And so I wish that I would have adjusted kind of our press breaker and some of our plans. Just, you know, we rely on her a lot to do certain things, especially versus a team that brings the high pressure like Mankato. And, I wish I would have made some adjustments. We made them a little too late in that game and just had people in places that, not that they aren't capable of doing, they absolutely are, but not, you know, for the full 30 or whatever, and it just not their norm. That one was not pretty. Wash it, and I'd prefer to not talk about it again.
That's fine with me, Coach.
We worked on some of it, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of the things where we got trapped, we had to work on. We work a lot on how to get through a trap, but I needed to speak on how not to get trapped. Certain things that I wish I would have prepared them for a little bit better. We played them a million times. We've never been in that many trap situations. That's where you get. You just have a point guard that's a veteran and she's been through it. And to not have her, we just made some decisions that we don't usually make. And I've got to help them through those situations so that they make better decisions next time. So we did start practice today just kind of going through those scenarios a little bit. So I'd say 10 to 15 minutes about like, okay, well, there's some things here that we do have to address, but the rest of it was like, let's just move on.
I know you want to wash it and move on to this week, and we will do that, but I do just want to ask, and I think I asked this question or at least a similar one to you last time you played Mankato, but where are we as the program for the Warrior women here? How do you get to that point where you are competing with Mankato, because you're 0-2 with them this year, both double-digit losses? They have a lot of talent. I mean, they're fresh off a championship, of course, but how are you going to get this team, this program, up to the likes of a Mankato?
Yeah, I mean, that's a question you're always preparing when you're recruiting all summer and you're developing. I mean, we have to be able to beat the best, and right now that is them. Yeah, I mean, ours was just get more depth, but unfortunately that's something that you can't always control. Got to have a lot of people that can handle the basketball, and we felt more comfortable with that going into this season, which I think the first time around we handled them pretty well, honestly. You have to make shots, so you got to have shot makers everywhere on the floor. The teams that beat them have ball handlers that can make plays versus pressure, and not just one or two, but they've got 6, 7, 8. And then they've got people that can knock down shots from all sorts of positions. The post game is kind of irrelevant in that game. They limit post touches more than any team in the country. So it comes down to, in that game, you got to have a lot of people that can handle a lot of pressure. And I feel like we have moved in that direction for sure. But yeah, I mean, I've got to prepare the rest of our group for sure. But we lost, you know, Maddie, who plays 30 minutes a game, managing a lot of that pressure. And so, yeah, I don't know. I don't know had it have been different with her. It was the first game for sure. We definitely were way more comfortable. We didn't have a lot of these. You're going to turn it over. I mean, Concordia just beat them the other night and they had 32 turnovers. So you're not eliminating turnovers. You got to eliminate the ones that result in layups. But ultimately, at the end of the day, Concordia had a lot of people that can knock down shots. They made a lot of open shots, and we got those. So that's a big one, is we have to have more people in our gym that, you know, and they speed you up. They get in your head. So you get that open shot and it doesn't feel so open. But yeah, I mean, that's a big one, is just continuing to get more people that can handle pressure and more people that can knock down open shots. And I do believe we're getting closer, and I really don't feel like that game demonstrated that. And I understand that. So yeah, we'll have to keep locking in on those two things for sure in order to ever compete in a game like that.
Speaking with head coach for Winona State Women, Anna Wirtz. Moving ahead this week, Coach, Wednesday night, it's another Wednesday, Saturday. You got Augustana at home. What's the message? How is the injury situation, however much you're comfortable with sharing? But what's it looking like at practice this week ahead of two more NSIC contests?
Yeah, I mean, this time of year you got to get your physical and your mental right. So we are... I mean, but no, everybody, it's isn't just us. Every team in the league, you know, we keep playing other teams and it's like, oh, why didn't that person play? And that, you know, they're dealing with illnesses and injuries, and we are no different. I feel like we've kind of gotten what we hadn't been dealing with it. But I would expect that we're going to have to go into the game Wednesday. We had a few missing bodies at practice, whether they were there or sick in bed. So you're just going to deal with a little adversity, but you still have to show up. The game of basketball is not worried about it. I'm sure Augie's not worried about the fact that we might have some people that can't play. So, we just got to get ready. And I do feel like we have continued to add more depth and balance, and we've continued to develop our younger kids. And now's the time that we kind of find out.
With a team like Augustana and then Southwest, they're kind of on the opposite ends of the NSIC. But in terms of what you're focusing on, what is the key for you this week as you look for some success in these two games?
Different teams. So Augustana has been playing a lot of zone. So that's we've worked on that a lot today. First time around, they were a lot man, and then actually we handled that pretty well, and they came out the second half entirely in zone, and we definitely went through our struggles right away, but found a way to get that one done. So, I mean, zone, you're going to go, and then Southwest, it's defending their dribble drive and all that, shooters everywhere. So they're a tough one. But, they're completely different games entirely. So we got zone offense, and then Augustana has been running kind of a ball screen motion. So talking a lot about that.
Looking ahead at the end of the season here, you're running out of road here on this year. You got the two games this week, and then it's just four to close out the regular season, I should say, for this month. Is there any change in narrative that you're preaching to the players? Is there any change in message when you start looking at the end of the season and you start looking at the NSIC standings, if you are doing that? But is there any change in how you go on your every day-to-day basis here?
Not at all. Nope. I'm not going to say I haven't looked at them, and I'm sure my players have, but we don't talk about them. Because ultimately, we just have to control what's in front of us. And right now, it's Augustine. So that's all we're locked in on, and we'll go one game at a time. And we just got to find a way to get it done.
That's head coach for Winona State Women's Basketball, Anna Wirtz. Wednesday night at McCown at 7:30, they'll take on Augustana, and they hit the road on Saturday to face Southwest Minnesota State. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck this week, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you very much.